This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. I'm back with part three of a four-part, a quartet, if you will, series called Taking Care of You During These Uncertain Times. Sort of a somber yet hopeful look at where we are and how to move along, if you will. I started out with looking at a dream, which is a bit unusual for me, but it was a dream of Jesus and I having a chat as everything is stripped from me. Every ability to communicate, which is quite something for someone whose business is talking and feeling. And we ended up with, well, what if you couldn't even think? And I said I'd come home. But what was profound for me in that is the whole idea of the peace that I felt through all of it. A bit somber, but hopeful. Then last time I talked about focusing on hope for the future and finding joy in the present and my concern for you to go and do likewise. Today I'm calling I Want Jesus to Walk With Me, and it's built around a spiritual, an African-American slave spiritual called Walk With Me, Lord. Once again, perhaps kind of a somber time, but it goes along with concepts about finding out where God is working and then going there. And one of the things that a lot of the healing journeys that we get on, and you know, some of you may be familiar with them from things like Theophostic Prayer Ministry or even David Seaman's Healing of Damaged Emotions. And it comes out of Jesus being with us right where we are. I'm a bit cynical or a bit scandalous, I think, at times, and I had two visions with this. First of all, is that I tried to imagine that Jesus was with me in the middle of something, and I look up, and well, he's not right there with me. He's over there. So once again, Brent, you messed up. You go looking for Jesus and finding that he's not exactly where you are, and you actually need to move over, sort of sideways over, hoping that not many people notice, and then finding that Jesus is there with you. But that was a little bit humorous, and that's a freebie for you today, in that wondering if you've ever had the same thing happen where you looked for Jesus and he actually was just about 10 feet to your left or right or whatever. But I don't want to diminish the incredible powerfulness of visualizing Jesus, of sensing Jesus, of feeling Jesus, of seeing Jesus in the middle of our pain and our panic and our crisis. And that's what this song is about. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me, Lord God. Walk with me while I'm on this tedious journey. I want Jesus to walk with me. And then it's talking about, hold my hand, Lord. And then nobody but you, Lord, knows this and can be with me. Have you ever felt that way? I think that that's a special gift that God gives us, that we can sense him being with us in the middle of this. And indeed, I know many people in counseling and prayer ministries use this concept of visualizing Jesus right in the middle. And usually he says or does things that allow us to understand that he is there, but also that he gives us information or perspectives or words that show us that there is a way out of being in the middle of what we are in. So as we deal with this, it's like, wow, I hadn't thought of it that way. And I think that's another important thing, is that God gives us the ability to think of things differently, to see things differently, to see things up ahead, to hope for new things that may not be with us. Let me unpack that a little bit more with you. I started out by talking that we are in the midst of an incredible economic upheaval, and in the 2 to 3 months that take in terms of actually creating radio, lots of things could have changed. And I talked about on day one of, I'm going to be listening to this during its broadcast month and thinking, wow, what's different from where I was then? I hope that things haven't gone as bad as what I was afraid of. But at the same time, if they have, or if they've gone worse, I know that God is there with me and that I have Jesus walking with me all along a journey that could have become way more tedious, if not more painful, than I even thought it would be. In the midst of all of that, that I can still have hope. I hope that I can find the joy that may not be readily apparent, that may be semi-hidden by the pain that I'm experiencing. And my hope is that that will be your experience too. It's a little bit overwhelming, I think, to focus on it this way. But I think that's sort of what some of the images are that we have been given. I think of Job, and he was sitting there in the midst of his ashes, covered in sores, and of his friends who came and sat down with him. And their conventional wisdom was to curse God and die, to just, what did you do? You obviously did something. Shame on you. Accept your worthless fate. And Job said, no, I don't believe that's where I am. And God came to him at those places, and he was there with him. So while I may not always need or value my friend's advice, some of their wisdom may make sense to me. In this time of difficulty, I want Jesus to be there with us. So how do we sense that he is? Well, I think look around. Look and see. Look and evaluate. Is he right there? He could be right there, but he might be close by too. And sometimes I have to vicariously look for him in other people. And sometimes that may be all I have, is to rejoice that there are other blessings and that I can get it too after a fact or in a little while. Is that somehow just rationalizing it away? I suppose so. But I want to point out that rationalization is also part and parcel of one of the things that God gave us. It's a gift, and that there are times and places and uses of it in our lives to make sense. Because to rationalize is to make sense out of nonsense, if you will. And so as we deal with this, as you go through the next week, I want you to see if you can rationalize a few positive things. Can we identify points in time and place that can make sense? Can we identify that little tiny mustard seed that will grow into a new thing or a new awareness? Because that's, for me, the building block of our next stage in our development and our growth. And it's not just existing. It's not just finding happiness. It's finding the source of our existence and the source of our happiness. So my thoughts and prayers go with you this week as you and I continue on in this journey of two beggars wanting to figure out how to walk with Jesus. And as we walk with Jesus along this tedious journey this week, I hope that we can sense he's holding our hand, and that while we can use the connection with other people to help us, we also need his connection to make sense. We can breathe in him and connect with him in new ways. So there you have it. Walk with Jesus. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.